Today's data release is just the beginning. Just like the movie version of the final Harry Potter book, the Census Bureau will string the audience along with multiple releases. But here's what we learned today. Texas is growing. Okay, we already knew that, but now we have a number. 25,145,561. Rice University professor Mark Jones.
What it shows is there's a trend line that's positive in Texas, as we're growing about, on average, 20% each decade.
This decade's 20.6% increase translated to more than 4.2 million new Texans since 2000. We'll find out where all these people live in Texas and all their demographic information in the coming weeks. But we already know one very important thing. All those people will bring more congressional seats to Texas. Dr. Bob Groves is director of the U.S. Census Bureau. He says since 1940, 79 congressional seats have shifted from the Midwest and Northeast to the South and West.
Texas gained the most seats this decade, a total of four. And indeed, that state has gained seats for seven consecutive decades.
More seats in Texas means a bunch more excitement when the state legislature draws the congressional maps in 2011. Ted DeLisi worked on the Texas redistricting maps back in 2001. He says the new congressional seats will probably land where the greatest population growth has happened. That means Dallas, Houston, and the Valley area in South Texas.
The fourth seat is just a little bit trickier, but it's clear that the I-35 corridor, really between Hillsboro and San Antonio, have seen some significant growth, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that fourth seat enter somewhere into the picture up and down the I-35 corridor in that realm.
But, as he puts it, map drawers will have to put their crayons away, at least until the Census Bureau releases the county-by-county numbers. That's when the real fun of parsing out those districts begins. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.